course. Let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise. I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences. Gaze at the moon till I lose my senses. Can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in.
This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. That was the one and only Gene Autry. And joining us in the studio is the one and only Eric Spitelli. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning, Rick. How are you?
I'm doing great. Now, SCR Fence is your company, and you've been, well, the head of the company for how long?
So SCR Fence has been in business approximately 4 years. However, it's a subsidiary of a larger company.
Yeah.
That also does a lot of commercial fence, think prison, schools, baseball backstops, et cetera. So relatively new on the residential side, but over a decade of experience from the parent company. Mm. And I also came from the fencing industry prior to that.
You had a background
in fencing. I had a background in manufacturing with fencing as a salesman. So I sold fence to guys essentially like me now.
So you do fences out of chain, wood, vinyl?
Vinyl, you name it.
What else? What's the weirdest thing you worked with?
You know, there's been some bids for turtle fence along the highways in New Jersey to prevent them from crossing. Yeah. We've done some work for buffalo fence to keep a buffalo penned in.
So what kind of fence keeps a turtle from... It's walking slowly past it.
So it's pretty simple. It's just a very low, like 2.5 foot high. What it is it's buried under the ground, though, because they like to dig.
Oh.
So they're just unable to dig. There is certain areas where they can cross, but they want to limit it getting them hit on the highway.
Yeah. So we heard from Gene Autry with Don't Fence Me In.
We want to fence you.
And yeah, basically. Is it add protection? Do people like want to do it for privacy? What's the number one reason people need a fence?
Yeah, I think fence is probably more a need than a want, right? So we're buying a house and we have kids. We are getting a dog. Right. We're installing a pool. So I think it's a need as opposed to a want. However, there is some want. Sometimes people want to keep the deer out. And they have they're gardening and they, you know, want to keep the deer out from eating all their plants. So we put a deer fence up. But I would say mostly it's either old homeowners who need to replace their fence after 10, 15, 20 years, or it's new homeowners who don't have a fence that are starting their family or getting a pet or putting in a pool.
So what's the demand for like beautiful white picket fences?
I mean, it's fairly high. I mean, everybody likes a white picket
fence. Yeah, well, that's why I figured I'd ask.
You have a couple different
options. You think about that, you know, when you think of fencing, like, white picket fence, and I'll have my kids paint it every year.
That's true. Old Tom Sawyer out there. I think that the white picket fence is a lovely look in front of a house, and you could do it a number of ways. You know, you could do it in vinyl now. You could still do it with wood. So depending on what your upkeep is and how much work you want to do. Do you want to paint it every year, Rick? That's the question.
Usually not. Right? Yeah.
Then maybe vinyl is the way to go.
Okay. So vinyl will retain its color, and do you have to... like spray it off?
Vinyl will eventually get, like if you're cutting the lawn next to it, you're going to have the lawn spray on it. It's going to turn green at the bottom. There might be some mold that grows on it, but a simple, you know, light Clorox bleach and just spray on it will kind of take that all off.
So the upkeep of your brand new fence isn't so hard.
On the wood fence, you do want to paint it. It'll last forever as long as you're taking care of it.
Well, you know, can you get a treated wood, like, you know, a picket fence?
Absolutely. You can get treated. You know, they do a lot of stockade treated. But as far as the white picket fence, you want to keep it while you're going to paint it maybe every other year.
Yeah.
yeah, you could do one side a year. You could break it up a couple different ways.
Yeah.
And so, but it'll last forever if you take care of it. And the vinyl will also last forever. And, you know, like I said, there's a cleaning process, much like if you had a vinyl-sided house.
I gotcha. So when you're not fencing people, animals, and cars and things in, what are you doing in your spare time?
So, you know, currently we're in our season, which is not a ton of spare time, but I'm a father. I have three girls at home, my wife Leah, my daughter Sadie, who's 9, my daughter Skylar, who's 3. So I'm actively involved in their lives. Where I'm a gymnastics on Saturdays. I'm not doing gymnastics, I'm bringing them there. Saturday after gymnastics, I spend time with them. I like to bring the girls out because I'm busy all week. I like to bring them out to lunch, and we go somewhere fun and just do a little dad time. We also give mom a much-needed break for 4 or 5 hours on Saturday.
That's good. What does mom do in her free time then?
Mom is 100% mom. She is like, you know, she her free time, if she gets it on Saturday, is, you know, she's probably reading a book.
Laying she down, never gets to hanging out.
Yes, enjoying a quiet house. Yeah.
Well, all the best to her and all the best to you. Well, we met Sadie. We didn't meet the 3-year-old.
Yes, not yet. Hopefully you guys do.
Yeah, we'll get her on the radio like Sadie. She's a star. Everyone calls and requests her.
Well, I hope she can come back and do a little DJing.
Yeah, we'd love that.
We had fun last summer with that.
Yeah, how cool. So you've been here before, and Sadie was here with you. And
correct.
You were hanging out with Andy, and he is the grand poobah of 98.1 KZE. You're also related.
That's correct. Andrew is my first cousin and more of a brother, I would say.
We grew up together. Like brothers.
We do. Yeah. We sound exactly alike. We've been told that over the years. And we look quite a lot alike. If you know Andy, you know he's a taller guy, fairly robust. I have the same stature.
Huh. So the family traits get passed on.
They do. But I would like to say I maybe have a little bit more hair.
Okay.
Sorry, Andy.
I'll remain neutral and say nothing because eventually, you know, the wig I'm wearing will fall off.
I'm just teasing, Andy. We know each other long enough where I think that'll fly. But I couldn't be more proud of what him and Katie are doing here. You guys got a great thing going.
Thanks.
And it's really neat to see this process and also to be a part of it.
Well, we really appreciate you advertising here on KZE. You are one of the folks that make the music happen. Now, the people don't call up and say, man, I love that SCR Fence commercial. But they call up and say how much they love the music.
Sure,
and the
absolutely.
Compliment to the music is the commercials and how the people enjoy listening to the commercials. You know, I love the music and the commercials are fun and I enjoy listening to them as well, as opposed to like explosions and loud sounds and car dealerships.
Right.
You know, it's kind of fun.
It's fantastic to be a part of. And, you know, I appreciate music. I think, you know, Andy's cousin, I have grown up listening to music with him. His dad was a music teacher, had a lot of influence on us as kids. So music's been a big part of my life. I don't have the musicianship, so I'm not a musician. Nothing ever clicked with me, but I appreciate, and what I'm really good at is listening. So this is right up my alley.
Yeah, I'm an expert listener. Well, Eric Spitelli is joining us from SCR Fence, and the website is simple enough to remember all the time. Tell the folks what it is.
It's scrfence.com.
And you can find out more about fencing and about needs for your home, or maybe even the wants that you have. Like, for instance, a dog... run?
A dog run.
Make them?
Sure.
No problem, right?
Absolutely. And even beyond fencing, you know, gazebo, pergola.
Really?
You know, anything garden related. We're looking at sheds now if you need a shed. So there's a couple of handful verticals that we're kind of building off of. I'm putting in an in-ground trampoline at my house.
Cool.
And I thought that could be something we're going to add to the repertoire.
Hold on.
So.
You just said... in-ground trampoline.
For the
explain.
Girls.
Explain that.
So we're going to dig a big hole, and we're going to put the trampoline in there. We're going to grade it so it's level with the ground.
Amazing.
And I thought, what a fantastic way we could add this to our verticals for the SCR Fence business.
That is the super coolest. So it's ground level, you get on it and bounce,
just start
and then
bouncing.
You fall off, you're on grass.
Hope you don't fall to more than 3 feet. The other thing I'd like to say is I know up in this area, because I'm from a little bit downstate, estate gates, gate automation, gate operation, whether it's service or installation, gates and gate automation are also a very big part of what we do.
And that is a hard operation, I'm sure, as opposed to putting up a little picket fence. But
there's a little bit more, you know, skill set in the low voltage portion of it.
Huh. Well, we're going to take a little break, and then we'll come back with Eric Spitelli of SCR Fence. This is On the Block, and we are getting to know who's in our community and who makes our community better. Eric is one of them. Stay here. It's the Up and Running Morning Show.
Home.com.
It's the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick, and this is On the Block. Joining us is Eric Spitelli of SCR Fence. We talked about a couple of different fencing options. Now let's talk about Eric. You like to see live music. Who is your favorite act that you enjoy the most?
Well, you know, as
now, that's
as
a crazy question.
But. Yeah, so I think as I'm maturing, as they say.
Yeah, yeah.
And time has become more constrained, right? I think I do a lot of fish.
Huh.
I probably do one or two. I'll do a MSG run for 2, 3, possibly 4 nights.
Wow.
And I'll do, you know, one or two summer shows as well.
You've been to the Sphere.
I've been to the Sphere. I did their first run, not this most recent one. I did the original run that they did.
Did your mind melt?
It was, I mean, it was interesting to see what they were doing with it, because I also went to U2.
So I saw
U2 prior to that.
Oh, wow.
And that was fun, and it was this new toy.
Yeah.
And I was really like, hey, what is Fish going to do with this? And I think my biggest takeaway is, the way I like to explain it is, when you're sitting there, it's like if they were tossing a ball across across the entire audience of sound, you would hear just like this just fly over you. So all these interesting things were happening. And, you know, I wasn't able at this last run there, but I think that they're probably even playing with it even more. It's a big toy.
Yeah, I saw some clips that
it's
been floating around YouTube. And
right.
They're mind-blowing just to look at them from the perspective of whoever shot it from their seat.
Sure.
So when you see different angles from different places, it's amazing. From floor shots looking up to, you know, being way up in the balcony, where I guess those are the expensive seats.
So I had the privilege, or a buddy of mine that I went with, he was able to trade. We had 4 seats in the 400s, and he found somebody, I think on like Cash or Trade or something like that, that we traded for floors. So we did 2 nights up top and 2 nights on the floor. So I got 2 awesome experiences.
What was the best perspective?
I think visually it's up top.
It is,
for sure.
Right?
Yeah, and I mean, there's always this thing that I want to be close to the band. I'm not a rail rider guy, but I want to get close to the band.
Yeah, and
the
watch them play.
Yeah, it's completely different.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you want to be as far away as possible.
Yeah, it's kind of funny because I was looking at the like last run of dates they did, and they had like tickets ranging from, they dropped a bunch down to, they were kind of affordable, like $150.
Right.
To $22,000, and I was like, "What?
See, I mean, I like Fish $22,000. I don't like them that much.
$44,000. Come on, hon, let's go see the show.
You know, that's for that one, that big Vegas winner, that guy that hit the jackpot that day.
And you know,
says,
and the
money doesn't matter.
Yeah, with the seat 4 rows ahead is $2,000.
Right.
Still, it's a lot of money, but $22,000. Maybe that comes with showgirls and drinks. I don't know.
It better.
Pretty crazy. We're going to take a little break, and here's a quick question. Yankees or Mets?
I'm a Mets guy. I grew up on Long Island.
You did? Me too. Oh, I love the Mets.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, we're not doing so hot this year.
Not so great, but I've never given up on them. Have you? Have you ever, like,
never. And I
traded
you,
them in for another team?
Never. And I grew up, you know, my first introduction to baseball was Daryl Strawberry. Was, you know, in the late 80s, I was, that was my hero.
Yeah, Doc Gooden.
Yep. The whole team.
Yeah.
So, and I went to Shea quite a bit. My father used to take us to Shea, and I still go to Citi Field. We, in fact, my company, we do every year, we did it, this is our 6th year doing it. We do opening day at the Mets. So we get a bus, we bring down, this past year we had 65 people.
No way.
So we opened it up to employees and their families. So it's a great event, and I'm really proud that we're able to do it.
That is super
cool. And it's just a lot of fun because it's the start of the season, not only for baseball, but for our fence business.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like a good kickoff.
So do you follow baseball or just enjoy it at that moment?
I think I followed a bit, but I enjoy it at the moment. Like, I know we're
I'm
losing.
More in that.
Right?
Yeah,
but
too.
I enjoy going to the game, and if it's every now and again, I'll try to entice my daughter, my older daughter, Sadie, to sit down and watch a game. Mm. Last year, when we were in the playoffs and go to the World Series, we had been to opening day. I brought her.
Oh, cool.
I also, for the first time in my life, said, you know what? Let me get tickets for the World Series because I've never been to a World Series. So I got two.
Wow.
Unfortunately, they didn't make it. So,
but that's amazing.
Man. I've been trading that off. My dad did it to me. He made me a Mets fan. Now my daughters will be one too.
Same. I was born in Flushing.
Okay.
So you can't.
You could get closer.
You can't not like the Mets.
Right.
I guess you could, but it's a fun debate over which New York baseball team you love more than the other.
You know, real quick, I have an anecdote. When I first started, because we're based, my business and I live out of Westchester.
Yeah.
And the first year I wanted to do an opening baseball thing, it was a small group of us, maybe 7 or 8.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided we'll do Yankees because I'm in Westchester.
Okay. Yeah.
We're close to the Bronx. I took my team. We got a small minibus. We went down. We get back. And I was talking to the guys. What'd you guys think? And they were all like, well, honestly, we're Mets fans. And I was like, you got to be joking. As am I. So we switched it. And ever since then, it's let's go Mets.
Yankee Stadium is a beautiful place. Historic place.
Yep.
So it's always a great place.
Baseball's very American and a lot of fun.
Yeah. So are fences.
Yes, they are.
Do you know when the first fence was installed?
I mean, I have to imagine in human history, someone said, don't come across this line.
Yeah, yeah. Probably barbed wire.
Barbed wire. Right, yeah. 1800s. That was a big invention. You know, fencing hasn't had a huge change with the exception of the invention of plastic. Huh. So vinyl is the newest innovation in fence.
Wow.
I mean, there's some little things here and there as far as, like, access control. As far as fencing, yeah, vinyl was the last innovation. You know, that took place in, who knows, the first vinyl fence is late 80s, early 90s.
And hinges have been around for quite some time.
Absolutely. And locks.
Yeah, remote controls and, like, sticking a card in the device.
Thumbprints. Yeah. Eye readers.
Whoa. How about I'll play a song. This will make everybody else happy besides us talking.
Cool.
And this is a Fish song, and it's beautiful. A pleasure wasting some time with Eric Spitelli.
Come do it with me.
SCR Fence. And give the address. Like, where is the company?
We're based out of Yorktown Heights,
but
we have licenses in Westchester, Putnam, Dutchess counties, Rockland counties. We essentially we have a fairly big radius. We work between here and the Capital District of Albany.
Oh, cool.
And then also down at the city in Long Island.
Ah, so Phoenicia Fitz.
Phoenicia Fitz.
All right. Well, this is Waste, Eric Spitelli of SCR Fence on the block, 98.1 KZE. Come waste your time. The Up and Running Morning Show, 98.1 KZE. I couldn't think of wasting any time better than being with you all here on the Up and Running Morning Show. And joining me for On the Block, and every Thursday we do this at 9 o'clock, starting or about thereafter, Eric Spitelli of SCR Fence has been here, and he is a big supporter of music, live music, recorded music, music that plays on the radio, and he's a wonderful dude. And if you're in need of a fence for your home, farm, or business, for service, commitment, and reliability, visit SCRFence.com. Eric, anything you'd like to say to the people for the upcoming season of fencing?
You know, I just would encourage you guys to give me a buzz if you do need a fence. And I want to thank KZE for giving me this opportunity and to speak to potential customers. You know, we're a small business. I support my family off of it. I'm a music guy. I think if you listen to this, I think we'll get along. If you're listening to this station, we're going to get along. So, and if you need a fence, you know where to come.
SCRFence.com. Eric Spitelli, thank you so much. Pleasure to have
Appreciate
you here.
It.
Really a pleasure. We'll keep things moving right along. I just have to do some magic here and make this work really fast, and maybe I won't be able to. So I'll play one more song, and then we'll take a little break to hear some sponsors. It's the Up and Running Morning Show. Enough, Jeff Tweedy.